Welcome back to the Soda Pop Podcast. This is episode 10 of season 2 of this podcast, and we have an amazing guest with us today, Professor Kristen Husseini, who is newer to the UNA. A
couple years, yeah.
Yep. And so for our listeners, where are you from?
I am from Portland, Oregon area, McMinnville, Oregon, and we have lived in the Shoals for 5 years.
Nice. So you've actually been involved a lot around this community. You're a member of the Tennessee Valley Art Association, correct?
Yeah.
And you do artworks, the event there?
Yes.
Okay. And you've also done a piece in the Gallery 126, which is right next door. If you haven't gone to see anything there, you need to go see it. Just saying. And you did an art piece there for the faculty exhibit.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I did a fabric piece, an installation that hung from the ceiling, and it dropped down to the ground. They were kind of like drops of sewn fabric made out of cheesecloth, and it was called The Space in Between. And yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And recently, in the past, month, you did a Room in the Inn, which is, you worked with Professor Parker Seward, gosh, and he was also a guest on our podcast last year, and because I'm in your class, you had the art appreciation class, and then there was a painting class from Professor Seward's, and we painted the van that y'all used. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So Room in the Inn Shoals is a program, it's a nonprofit that supports the homeless population here in the winter months so that we are able to offer a place for them to be, to get out of the cold, and area churches each sign up for a night, and it starts, actually we have a kickoff event November 1st, and it goes through, I believe, March. And so this is the van that's used to transport everybody each night to whatever location is designated. But it was just a commercial white industrial blah van. And so we wanted to jazz it up a little bit. And if you haven't seen the van, it's fantastic. And hopefully you'll see it driving around. But it will be used the remainder of the year for other community events. And, you know, if somebody's got something that they need, 14-passenger van for, they can sign up and utilize it as well. So it worked great for our classes. It worked great for the program. And to kind of rebrand it, and on the side it says everyone matters with a period, and it says the period is the point.
And if I'm correct, I think it's still parked on Northwood Avenue right now.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes, so I think through the rest of this week, Northwood, because it was there for the art crawl. This past week.
Another thing that, just for our listeners to get to know you, where did you study, and did you study art, and what did you do after that?
Okay, I went to undergrad at Sewanee University of the South in Sewanee, Tennessee, and I got my degree in sculpture, and then I went on to SCAD for a little while. I was there for industrial design and really missed the freedom that came in sculpture. And so I went to University of Alabama and finished there.
And have you done what kind of work did you do before you came to UNA?
Sculpture, a lot of sculpture, did some painting, mostly mixed media. Yep.
Cool. Okay, so now another thing that you're pretty involved with is One Table, which is something really big. It's actually coming up pretty soon, November 7th, I believe. Is that right?
Yep, November 7th. It'll be our third year, and we offer, it's a community meal that is literally a Thanksgiving dinner. It's awesome. we have one table that goes entirely down Mobile Plaza from Court Street all the way to Seminary, and it's decorated out, and everyone's welcome. We've never had to turn away anyone. I believe our first year, which was the biggest because it was 70 and gorgeous out, I think we served 615 people or something like that. So yeah, it's awesome.
That's a pretty big thing, because I know I really like being able to go and eat, especially.
I thought you were about to say, I really like Thanksgiving food. And I was like, same. Yeah.
I do like Thanksgiving food. But I was reading that you kind of got the idea for this one, for one table, through a similar event that they have in Huntsville. Tell us a little bit about that, like how you, what your thought process was behind seeing that event and deciding to bring it over to Florence.
Sure. So it was actually, it was just a Facebook article, really. And I had seen it just scrolling through a few years ago and posted it and said, why can't we do this in Florence? How about we do this in Florence? And then there were four other moms, actually, that just contacted me and said, there's no reason why we can't do this. Let's just do it. We contacted them, and it actually, they have a fantastic replication guide. And so we went through and added what we wanted and took away what we didn't want, and moved on from there. And now we're 3 years in, and it's been fantastic. It's been a really fun program.
So do you have like a number of people that you tend to expect every year, or does it kind of, or do you expect it to be, you know, just a lot?
Yeah, it's a complete mystery. I mean, we literally are just going on faith that we're going to have enough food. And and Jill's Sweet Memories has donated the food every year, and they're doing that this year as well. Fully catered and awesome. And I think that she probably has a lot more knowledge about all this in the back of her head, because we've had plenty. So it's been awesome.
Because I know there's a lot of people who do events like this around here, but this is definitely one of the biggest that I've heard of because of where it's located. It's in Mobile Plaza over on in downtown Florence, which is a great place, in my opinion, because of all the businesses that are around it, especially now since they keep adding more and more businesses to Court Street, which is great.
And with the fact that UNA students are so close by, so that if they need that to too. Go.
And I know everybody likes food, so.
Well, we've especially been able to, culture. Yeah, so. We've been able to also, I teach a design class, and the design one, digital one, and photography one classes have collaborated to do all of our posters for the program. So we're going to have those displayed starting this weekend.
And they're all different.
Yep, correct? They're all different. Mm-hmm. There are 15 teams, and so they'll be posting their work this weekend.
So this is actually kind of, it's an early event. It's at 11. Mm-hmm. What was kind of your process of making it an early event instead of having it like late at night, like something like First Friday?
Right. Well, we wanted to be able to not compete with a lot of sporting events and stuff like that. Also, it gets dark really early now. The idea of having it at lunch, lunchtime, so that people that were working could take a lunch break between 11 and 1 and come on down. And it seems like everybody just walks, you know. If you are within the vicinity of a half a mile or something, that's where you go. So, yeah.
I will say that's about probably around the time where I see like the most people at Court Street, which is
It's packed down there,
which is great because of all the new coming buildings, and considering the fact that this is going to be at a time where we're still in school, so there'll be a lot of students who are walking. Either from downtown or going to downtown to eat lunch as well, who might actually, you know, be able to stop by and see. Because I know if I see a group of people, I'm going to go see what's going on.
Yeah, it's actually, we get there at about 7 o'clock in the morning to start setting up because block off the street or whatever. And it's been pretty neat in the past. We get everything blocked off, and just as people are walking by, they're asking what you're doing, and the next thing you know, they've been there for 3 or 4 hours helping us out. So it's pretty fun. It gets a lot of people involved. All of our volunteer signups have been full since the first day it got posted. So,
and I know, like, from what I was reading, that the table is decorated. Is it going to be by the same people who decorated the table the first year? Are they the same people who do it again, or is it
yours truly? So yes, I am that person. We just go and we chop magnolias and anything we can find, and we just have a natural table.
And reminds me of Dr. Awesome. Brown.
So. Yes. Yeah. Dr. Brown loves making tables.
Okay, well, he's going to be singing that day. He's one of our guests. We have live entertainment during the whole thing, and so maybe he'll also help us decorate a table.
Which is awesome, because he's, you know, director of
Soda.
So it's like, hey! and you actually talked about a little earlier about the posters for one table, and I think that's really exciting, because here we've talked several times on the podcast about collaborations, and that's another collaboration that's going on. Especially, I mean, it's like a whole new year of collaborations. We're so excited because, you know, it started out with Dr. Beebe and and about you know, the collaboration with opera and cinematic arts and fashion merchandising. Yeah. Okay. And then also with now with theater and cinematic arts coming together. And so it's so exciting to see where we're going with that, with all these collaborations that are happening. So,
especially with like an event that's as big as this, because like you said, having that 600 people that first year, that's a lot of people to be able to show that work to, especially in like a community where the arts is growing, and there's still a lot of room to grow, which is awesome.
Another thing that's like, another thing was that when I was like looking up research and stuff, is that y'all were not expecting it to be as big as it was. And so now, what is y'all's like average, since y'all have been doing it for 3 years? I mean, at the beginning it was like supposed to be like, I think about 400 or something like that, and it ended up being like 600 or something. So what's your average of people, do you know, that y'all...
Well, the hard part is last year, I don't know if you remember, we had that cold snap. And I mean, it's the coldest I've ever been in my life. It was freezing. And we were just proud that people would even come out, because it was not a day that you would want to be outside at all. And we still, I want to say we still had like 300 people, which is fantastic. So anyways, it's hard to tell because of the weather. We're supposed to have great weather, and we actually moved it up rather than closer to Thanksgiving, because the first year it was the week before Thanksgiving and it worked great, but then the cold snapped, so we moved it up to the 7th. So hoping that that helps. Our big thing is no rain. We could handle the cold, but if the rain comes, that would be a real damper. So we do have a rain plan, but I don't even want to talk about it. It's not going to rain. So
we're not going to jinx it.
It's going to be sunny and 70.
Right. But I do think it was probably a good idea to move it closer, because especially since Thanksgiving is so close to the end of the month this year, and more towards December, which is always tends to be a colder time. I do think that that'll probably be a pretty big outcome for this, considering the conditions that are looked at. I don't want to jinx it. So.
Yeah, and we don't want to jinx that. And especially since I know that there are a lot of UNA students that listen in, or you know of a UNA student, because you probably do. And, you know, being able to tell that to the UNA, like, students and everything like that about one table. I know you've talked about it in our art appreciation class. Yeah. And it's really, really important now for, like, because, I mean, college students, we're mostly broke, most of us. And so, like, being able to get this food and everything like that. And y'all also you're in the Presbyterian Church. Y'all have done things there, too, as well.
Right. So Room at the Inn is related to Room at the Table, which is a community meal that is 365 days a year. And currently they are serving at the Presbyterian Church downtown, First Pres, on Tennessee Street, that back entrance, at 5 o'clock every single day. So, yes, please come have a meal, whether or not you need a meal. It's open to everybody, and it's great, and it's a fun place to serve. If you're looking for a place to serve as well, they can always use assistance. So,
and you'll also need help, I'm guessing, at one table. Or
one table? Yeah, we would love anybody. Come and find me, and I will put you to work. That'd be great. Serve mashed potatoes or something.
Another thing is, I do think it's another great thing, because like in our episode with G-Main, he does something that's similar to this, to where people can go where they, if they don't have like a family on Thanksgiving, that they don't have to be alone. I think this is another opportunity for that as well, because you know, like you said, there were still, you know, 300 people who were there even in the cold. So
yeah, I'll be honest, it is my favorite day of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, it is fantastic, and for our community to come together like that, and it is every walk of life. Mm-hmm. And I love that there's not separate tables. Like, we're all together, and you just find a hole, and it's fantastic.
And a lot of people do come for the fellowship of it, mm-hmm. because we are, it's so crazy how tight-knit Florence, like, our whole community with Muscle Shoals and, you know, Tuscumbia, mm-hmm. and all of that, like, how close everyone is and supportive. Mm-hmm. And so this is another way for you to get to know other people in the community and fellowship with the community. So
mm-hmm. make connections, network.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially for art students.
It's a great place.
Network.
A lot of networking.
Yes.
But it's also like a great place, like if you don't necessarily feel like you are a sociable person, it's a great place to go and push your boundaries as well. Mm-hmm. Because it's one big table, you're bound to meet new people. Like, it's mm-hmm. just, it's going to happen, considering right. you can't go off and sit by yourself at your own table, or take your group of friends and sit by yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of my favorite things too is when everybody lines up to come in and eat, we give everybody a name tag. So like, aww. All 700 of you or whatever know each other's name for, you know, a couple hours. But yes, everybody come and bring other students and faculty with you, staff, everybody. I know for our class, we're going to see the graffiti wall in the mm-hmm. alley during that time. So it's a great field trip opportunity to see some new art. And mm-hmm. we'll stop by the gallery on our way over there and make it a class time experience. So
for sure. Definitely go to this, because it's something that is kind of a growing kind of thing that I see in the community, especially around here, because you know, we do one for the university too. We have, you know, G-Main does his, and now, and we also have one table here in its third year, which is amazing. Like mm-hmm. it's a growing thing, especially with like the room at the table thing as well. It's just an ongoing thing, which is growing, just to be a helpful community to each other, supporting each other, no matter, you know, what your background is, mm-hmm. what you study, whether you're a student, whether you're not. It's just a great thing to go to. So bring everybody you can. I kind of want to challenge people to make it the biggest year, because yes, 600 is a 600's a lot.
What are we challenging people to? So we're ready.
600 is a lot, but it'd be cool if we can at least see more than that, because that's a milestone that I feel like it should be like a goal to break.
And we can definitely even get that much in UNA students. Let's go. no, but definitely come out to that. And you know, if you can't, there is the room at the table, and being able to
just the community element of it is fantastic. And we've had such great support in terms of local people just calling and saying, hey, how can I help, can I donate? So there's room for everybody to help, and we have our Facebook page is alive and well. And so if you have any questions, you can hop on there. If you want to sign up for a spot, I do believe that the spots are full at the moment, but drop a line of what you want to help with, and we'll plug you in somewhere for sure. Mm-hmm. Or just come down, really. You don't even have to do that. So,
and it's going to be Thursday, November 7th at 11 a.m. Like she said earlier, they're there around 7 to start setting up. So if you do want to help, you can go then. And just
we'll let have coffee. Them
know. Yeah.
Coffee's good.
Yeah, especially at 7. I can't even wake up that early. But go check it out. Go be a part of it. The event starts at 11 if you're not looking to help. If you just want to go and enjoy a Thanksgiving meal and meet some new people, 11 o'clock. That's in the Mobile Plaza. That's like the brick road in downtown Florence.
You can only drive one way down, so...
You can't miss it.
And don't drive down there at all on the 7th, or we'll really be in trouble.
Oh, yeah, definitely don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. That'd be a bad idea.
You'll wreck the table.
But other than that, we really want to thank you for coming and being a part of this and letting us get to know you a little bit more and telling us about this great event. It's definitely something that is that's going to grow, hopefully, in the years to come, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
You guys can go like their Facebook page, Alive and Well. There's an event.
It's not called Alive and Well. It's called One Table of Wines. But it is Alive and Well. It's like it's up and going.
That's what I mean. Oh, I got you.
I have no idea what Alive and Well is, so don't go there.
Don't go to that.
No idea.
But go like the Facebook page. It's one, like the number one, One Table of Florence 2019. Mm-hmm. There's an event too, so you can say that you're going.
Click interested in going.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that.
That's all you
the
get
going
to click.
Part,
you don't get to click any of that.
Yeah.
It's just interesting.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, go check us out on social media too. UNA Soda Pop on everything. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
We have it all.
And also go check our YouTube channel out, which is technically it's with UNA School of the Arts. And we do videos. If you want to see Professor Husseini and myself matching, go check that out.
I'm the odd one.
We didn't plan it, I promise. But yeah, go check that out. And keep in tune with our Facebook and our Instagram. We post a lot of things that are going on, a lot of things that have happened, recognition, and also teasers for next episodes that are coming up. So definitely go check that out.
Mm-hmm. And if you do have stuff, if you do have things that you want us to talk about or guests that you'd like us to have in our next season or just things you want us to talk mm-hmm. about in general, send us a message on any of those platforms. Yeah. And
we would really like the feedback from y'all.
I'm sure even if you sent it to the School of the Arts email that they would – let mm-hmm. us know too. So just let us know because we want to, you guys are a big part of this too. Mm-hmm. It's not just us.
So. I mean, we wouldn't have this without you. So
exactly. So thank you so much for listening or watching, whichever you're doing. Make sure you check out One Table mm-hmm. and we'll see you guys next week.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Hosted by Dr. Terrence Brown. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.